Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation, everybody!
Hey!
Happy President's Day to all, and since we all have the day off, and you might have the day off, listen, sit back, relax, and let's get into this celebrity dish, okay?
Hey! All right. Okay!
Now later, Taylor Swift helps out Lupita Nyong'o in a celebrity claim that she was not bitter at all after her divorce, and we'll tell you who. But first, what's going on with you, Headcrack?
Well, you all know Gisele Bündchen, the iconic supermodel. She's married to future Hall of Famer and six-time Super Bowl champ Tom Brady. But before she was with Tom, Gisele was with another famous dude.
What?
Want to guess?
Jamie Foxx.
Negative. Leonardo DiCaprio, the Oscar winner and the supermodel. They were the Hollywood it couple, and they dated for about 5 years before breaking up in 2005.
Wow.
So after all these years, Gisele confessed that she needed to make major changes in her life, and those changes ultimately caused her to break up with Leo, and she said this: "No longer numbing myself with smoking, drinking, and too much work. I was becoming more and more aware of things that I had chosen not to look at. Was I alone and wanted to do some serious soul searching why he stayed the same? In the end, unfortunately, the answer was yes."
Oh. So, wow, I bet they're not watching the Titanic.
Okay.
Nope. Then you're like,
I love you, Jack.
You think she made the best choice?
Yes, she loved this man that was drinking, smoking, and running women. She got her a nice, wholesome man, because, I mean, what's his name, the football player?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady looks very boring.
So he sure does.
So she got a good husband, honey.
And guess what? You know how you made a good choice? When that ex is still doing the same thing.
Thank you.
Because that's what Leonardo is still doing, living the bachelor life. He ain't settled down yet.
Look how happy Leonardo DiCaprio looks.
Thank you.
Like every time he pull up somewhere.
He does.
He's with a thing straight out of Victoria's Secret magazine.
Okay.
Yeah, but he's going to be like old and then run through. Nobody going to want him.
Men come in when they get sick.
That's right.
They're looking for somebody to take care of.
That's right, honey.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I bet you Leonardo DiCaprio will go like on a Tom Joyner cruise 1 year, meet somebody nice, and live happily ever after.
And she'll take good care of him.
That boat always
You better
docks.
Know that.
Right. Gonna be a black lady in her
60s. I was getting ready to say she's gonna be black.
Yeah, once he gets some greens and some macaroni and cheese, he's gonna be good.
He with us.
Yeah. Baby, come get some of this powdered milk. Well, Bradley Cooper is having the best years of his actor's life. He starred in, directed, and wrote the screenplay for the hit movie A Star Is Born, and the movie received Oscar nominations for Bradley as Best Actor, for Best Movie, and for Best Screenplay. But during a sit-down with Oprah Winfrey for her Oprah Super Soul Conversations from Times Square, Bradley talked about feeling some kind of way about being snubbed for a Best Director nomination. Bradley said this: "I was embarrassed. I was at a coffee shop in New York City and looked down at my phone and saw Nicole, his publicist, had told me congratulations and said what we had been nominated for. They didn't even give me the bad news. I was embarrassed because I felt like I hadn't done my job." Now, is Bradley right or wrong for not appreciating getting nominated for a few other things and just not getting nominated to be a director?
He wrong. You got nominated. That's the whole
You should be happy.
Idea.
Yeah, he smelled his own draws. I mean, you are the first-time director.
Thank you.
You got nominated. Like, that's a big thing.
He didn't get nominated for being a director, though,
Well,
right?
Not for the Oscars, you know, because there's so many different award shows. He got nominated for some award shows, but not for the Oscars. But you can't win them all.
That's right. My goodness.
But when you're a perfectionist, though, you want to win them all.
When people do stuff like this, it almost make you not want to root for them. Like, let us root
for you. Be grateful for what you got, boy.
There you go.
Right.
Guys, you know, being an entertainer on a promo
Baltimore trail can be exhausting. Oof. Moving from state to state, sometimes country to country. You know that, right, Brad?
Absolutely.
You have to pretty much catch a wink when you can or where you can. But recently, singer Michael Bolton was caught sleeping in the most unusual place.
As always, we're looking forward to talking to the great man. Michael Bolton joins us now live from Florida. Good morning and welcome back to the show. Michael, you got us okay? Maybe he's just updating
Michael?
Instagram.
Hi, Michael. It's Kylie and Larry. We're with you live.
He's gone silent.
Michael, can you hear us after such a great intro? Please tell us you can hear. We didn't want to waste that intro. Michael Bolton, live in Florida. Can you hear us?
Oh, my God.
Apparently, he could not hear them, okay? Because he's like, it's grown quite silent.
Michael.
Well, those little 3 minute naps be a good nap.
You better understand.
Oh my goodness, those are the best naps right
best
there.
You
so still, I thought we lost them for a second.
Look, you had to call the ambulance.
That man been touring for a long time here. He's tired.
Okay. Well, y'all, Michael tweeted about this sleep gate. He said, I got my first record when I was 15, and I haven't slept since. In all seriousness, there were technical issues with the live feed, and they caught me tweeting.
Nah.
We had a great interview once they fixed the glitch. Hashtag 50th anniversary. Hashtag symphony of hits.
Tweeting is what they call having a stroke over there?
He lied.
That's the same lie we used to tell back in the day when the teacher used to catch y'all sleeping. Then y'all say, I was reading.
No, I would be like, amen.
Yeah, that's what you do in church. Yeah,
right.
You sleeping during church. I mean, Lord.
Hold on, look like Brett sleep right now.
Oh.
Brett.
We did it.
Brett. Oh, yeah, she do that every morning while we on the radio. Yeah.
I knew you was going to say that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's every morning
between
for Brett.
Between, like, 8:30 and 9
yes,
o'clock?
Yes, sir, Brett.
Oh,
get that
man,
nap
I
in.
Get so sleepy.
And she put the
like...
shades on and she play it off like she reading the news. What you got coming up next, Brett?
She hold her paper
hand. Oh, yeah, it'd be right there. She had her shades on and she be, yeah, Rick and Smiley Morning Show. Every morning.
You dirty.
All right, y'all, so nothing beats a good throwback pick, especially when it features celebrities. And these next two throwbacks are pretty epic. So, Kathy McPhee, a lot of people remember from American Idol. She recently posted a throwback pic of her with the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, with this caption. Meghan and I did musicals together as kids. She grew up to be the Duchess of Sussex, and I grew up to star on the West End. So same life, if you ask me. TBT.
This is the classic case where someone would do a flashback or throwback of me, and I will untag myself. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Let me approve the picture first. If you can't contact me, don't post no throwback of me, okay?
Now, Shorty was kind of cute back in the day, too.
Girl, she looked cute. She full face. That's when she was eating good back
then. She sure was.
Catherine just wanted people to know she was cool with me.
Yeah.
But those lives are completely different. That's
absolutely.
You know, that's like if like your best friend went on to be a doctor and you know you working
you're a chef.
Or Julius.
You squeeze on.
You a doctor, but I'm helping people in my own way with nutrition.
Right. You don't even put that in the same sentence.
Doing my part.
Megan, she ain't even on Instagram. She gonna untag somebody.
Right.
Oh, that rouge on her cheeks.
Oh, it's real red.
Ain't it rouge?
Yeah. That's when she was really good in Paul, honey.
Yeah, okay.
No makeup artist.
With a little fake mole.
So Rachel Bilson starred an early 2000s show, The OC, threw this pic on the gram of her and Oscar-nominated Best Actor Rami Malek with the caption, hey, Rami Malek, where'd you get that gold chain? Hashtag Throwback Thursday, Oscar-worthy, don't forget the little people.
And he was eating good, too, back in the day.
He sure
you know
was.
He has What's a twin brother that's, like, a slightly, like, you know, thicker version of him?
Oh, really? Wow.
So maybe that's not even him in that throwback. Maybe that's the brother.
You know what the ill part is? Like, the people who posted the throwback pictures were actually more famous at the time when they took the pictures with the people.
Do y'all name drop? Do y'all, like, post a throwback no matter what on y'all page?
Not really.
Yeah, me either.
It's kind of lame.
Yeah, even if I have pictures of me and a celebrity back in the day, I don't post a throwback. I will.
We'll post it if they die.
Yeah, if it's like Biggie season or Biggie's birthday or Aaliyah's birthday or, you know, the anniversary of her death or something like that.
Right.
In remembering them.
Right.
Your friends are different than everybody else's friends. Like, you legit knew these people. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like a chance encounter. Like, you really were friends with these people.
Okay.
Yeah, versus me, where I'm, like, photobombing it.
Okay. Up next, you would not believe what song helps Lupita Nyong'o shake off the blues, and we'll explain that right after the break.
Dish Nation.
Hey, Crack, you know who's scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Well, you or any of our viewers don't need to fear the IRS.
And why is that?
Well, listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
That's right, free. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop the added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Well, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So to all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. Time is limited. This information is free. The consultation, free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep, call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Now give it to them again, Headcrack.
Don't mind if I do. 1-800-506-5803. I got y'all. It's 800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all, welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Hey. Okay, y'all, so it's President's Day, and you know who might have a new president?
Who?
Who?
Taylor Swift's fan club.
Why? Wait, what? Why?
Yeah, I'm sorry if I got your hopes up. But listen, you know who's, like, the latest Swiftie?
Who?
Lupita Nyong'o.
Oh, really?
That's what's what? Up?
Yeah. Lupita was at the Sundance Film Festival promoting her upcoming comedy, Little Monsters, and she revealed how she became a Swiftie. She said, I was going through a hard time professionally, and I was just in a funk. My best friend came to cheer me up, and he played Shake It Off on his phone, and we just had a dance party in my bedroom. Lupita loved the song so much that she wanted to sing it in the movie Little Monsters. Now, in this movie, she plays a teacher protecting her students from a zombie invasion, and she sings Shake It Off to the kids to keep them happy, but it almost didn't happen. So she said, it meant a lot to me that the film had that song, and so when I heard that they were having a hard time getting the rights, I wrote Taylor Swift myself and asked her and told her that story, and she said yes.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Very nice.
And that was nice to Taylor Swift to license that song, because, you know, she's usually about that bag.
Right.
I'm sure she got a little change from it.
Just a little. But check out this picture of her, like, playing a teacher protecting these kids.
Oh, wow.
And what's the name of the song she loved?
Shake it off.
Damn, is she bloody?
That was
to wash it off.
What?
Okay. She must have went through hell to protect those kids. Man, she took some little, she took some bullets.
Yo, but can you imagine Shake It Off in the middle of a zombie movie? Like, if perfectly placed, it could kind of be dope.
I think this calls for We Are the World.
You know
there's
what?
There's an Asian there. There's a little white kid. She's absolutely black. The little girl next to her looks Indian.
Why she have to be absolutely
black? That's a specific kind of black.
Lupita Nyong'o.
Oh,
not black.
Absolutely.
No question. Is the little girl next to her Asian now? Don't do that.
She'll never be on Blackish.
You'll have me apologize.
Why I had to be absolutely
black? I want to be absolutely black.
Exactly. You are absolutely black.
I am. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that absolutely has a shade in it. It's a different kind of absolutely.
Okay, I think it's safe to say that Charlie Sheen has caused a lot of drama in the last decade, right?
Yeah.
Well, his ex-wife Denise Richards says she was never bitter, darling, about their divorce. Now, can y'all believe that?
No, she lying, honey.
She is lying.
Look, they went through it for years.
Yeah. Yes, she got paid.
And she was mad about a lot of stuff, though, and I think she talked about it. But anyway, she told People magazine, I was never bitter about my divorce. Going through everything changed me, but I love my life, and I'm a glass half full kind of person, and I did my best to rise above. Now, let me refresh y'all memory, child. Charlie divorced Denise when she was 6 months pregnant with their second daughter, and Denise took care of Charlie's kids from his other ex, Brooke, while Brooke was in rehab. So do y'all believe that she was really not bitter after all that?
Maybe she wasn't. I didn't know she took care of somebody else's chilling.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And that's a lot.
And 6 months pregnant, honey, and he left her? No.
I didn't know she had kids. How many kids she had?
Three or four? Mm-hmm. I don't know. She's got a
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. She's absolutely white.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. On the opposite side of that scale.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, she got remarried, and she's going to be on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah, she
oh, really?
On there now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, she on there now already?
I don't know. Why y'all be catching me?
You played that one off.
Yeah,
that was good.
You did.
Fortune. That was good. That's how you play it off.
Oh, my God.
Coming up, find out what singer wants women to stop kissing him and promotional considerations provided by...
Pain wants to stop you. Like that's going to happen. Icy hot. Icy the dull, hot to relax. Rise from pain. Icy hot.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey!
Now, we know a lot of y'all out there made that New Year's resolution to start being a little healthier, lose some weight, eat better, or even get back into shape, because round don't count. And be honest, like most of America, that resolution is already a distant memory. And we know it's tough, but today we got a very special guest in the studio that's going to help you kickstart that goal of healthier living and help you get started right now if you haven't already. This man has helped stars like Steve Harvey, Beyonce, Anthony Anderson keep their health in check. So join us one time for welcoming our friend to the show, dherbs.com founder and CEO, Mr. AD Dolphin. AD, what up, man?
Hey!
Woo! Welcome back in the studio. Welcome.
Man, I love being here.
Even you look lighter and tighter since the last time we saw
you. I know, right?
So, man, listen, man, like, we got a chance to chop it up off the air, right? About how some of those New Year's resolution stats are kind of surprising, man. Yeah. I mean, what do you make of it?
Well, you know what? Probably the number one resolution every single year is to lose weight. And to be honest, by February 1st, 70% of the people who made those kind of resolutions have already quit and failed.
I think it's so important to go back and express to our audience just how different the experience is with D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse than other cleanse or diet programs out there. So can you educate our audience about the cleanse and how it'll be different than anything else?
Absolutely. When people think of cleansing, they think they're going to have to starve themselves or drink some weird concoction. The D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse is nothing like that. You can eat as many fresh fruits and vegetables as your heart desires on the cleanse, so there's no limit on the amount of food that you can eat. Also, I would add is that our cleanse doesn't just focus on your colon, which can give you the illusion of cleansing. It actually focuses on your entire body. That's your gallbladder, your heart, your liver, your colon, your spleen, your lungs, your kidneys, your adrenal glands, your blood, and your skin. It's gonna flush out all the impurities in those particular areas of your body.
You can eat as much fruits and vegetables as you want.
Absolutely.
Why is this a punishment, people? Like, you know, like, why would you not want to eat, like, you know, healthy things that make you live longer?
What about folks with diabetes and high blood pressure? I mean, do they need to really do the full body cleanse?
90% of all diseases today are diet-related. We're literally eating our way into sickness. And the cleanse is not only going to help you with those unwanted cravings, but it's also going to help you change your diet for the future. I would also add the benefits of the cleanse. You're talking about weight loss between 10 to 30 pounds, a huge boost of energy, stronger immune system, clearer skin. You'll be able to concentrate and focus a lot better. It is truly a life changer.
Everybody, you heard it here. If you are looking to get clean and lean for a better 2019, then you need to start by cleansing your body from the inside. The D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse will flush out those toxins that are dragging you down, and it'll have you looking and feeling better than you have in a long time. So D-Herbs will help you lose that toxic waste so you can lose all that toxic weight. Go to dherbs.com right now and get a nice discount at the checkout for our audience by using the promo code DISH. That's the letter dherbs.com, code DISH, or you can call 1-866-4-D-HERBS. That's 866, the number 4-D-HERBS. No excuses, y'all. dherbs.com. Go there right now. AD, it's always a pleasure having you in the building. Let's get everybody healthy. We'll see you soon. Woo! AD, y'all.
All right, y'all. Up next, honey, a celebrity wants their fans to just stop trying to kiss him. Come right back and you'll find out who.
DISH Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, guys.
What's up?
Well, Brendan Urie, frontman from the group Panic at the Disco, has one wish.
What is that?
Okay. On a live streaming video platform called Twitch, he revealed that he wants fans to stop kissing him during his concerts. He claimed he went to walk through the audience and a fangirl went to kiss him on his neck and it was sweaty and gross. Oh. Yeah, he was bummed out about it and he said he hates it so much that he dubbed the audience stroll the death walk.
He need to stay his ass out the audience then.
But he have the right to go through the audience. That is his concert. And if he want to go out and touch the people, they just need to keep their lips to their damn self.
And you can't help it if people love you. There's no telling what people will do when they're excited.
I'm glad I do stand-up comedy.
If you surfed after you did your comic show, guaranteed the women will grab your
women in the crowd.
They will grab his I'm telling you.
I've had my crotch grabbed taking pictures, so I stopped taking pictures.
Yeah, they grab
them.
You can't control people when they get excited.
Now they're alone. They're not the same size anymore. Of course,
they're real stretchy. they're real stretchy. Like that skin. They didn't bounce back up.
Like silly putty?
Yeah. Because when you turn 40 and a lady pulled them, and they're real stretchy. So now I have to wear a certain type of underwear. I wear the jockey pouch to hold them up. To hold them up.
Oh, my Lord.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.